With unified provisions for the entry protection and management of foreign investment, the new law aims to improve the transparency of China's foreign investment policies and ensure foreign invested enterprises participate in market competition on an equal basis with domestic firms. Top legislator Li Jianshu suggested the legislation demonstrated the country's resolve to further open up.
It is a basic law that helps push the country to a higher level of opening up. We should carefully study and resolutely implement the law so as to achieve high-quality economic development by promoting high-level foreign investment.
The new law replaces three previous ones over joint ventures with foreign equity, wholly foreign-owned enterprises, and contractual joint ventures with foreign investment. Lawmaker Huang Yishan explains why he voted in favor of the new law.
Previously, we had the three foreign investment laws, yet as the country opens wider to the outside world, we need to formulate a unified foreign investment law. The new law will create a more stable, transparent, and fair competition environment for foreign investment, and it will become a strong legal guarantee for China to achieve a higher level of opening up and promote foreign investment in a new era. So I voted for the new law.
The new law promises pre-establishment national treatment to foreign companies, allowing them to be treated the same as their Chinese counterparts in areas outside the country's negative list. It also vows to well protect intellectual property rights and facilitate foreign invested enterprises in terms of standard setting and government procurement. According to the law, a mechanism will be established to effectively resolve complaints from foreign investors. Bernard De Witt of the Belgian Chinese Chamber of Commerce believes that the law will boost the appeal of China's market for foreign investors.
I think the new law can reassure the West about the will of the Chinese government to keep the borders open, to keep welcoming foreign investors. The fact that China will make it easier for foreign capital to flow into China and to invest in China is important, because foreign investors, first of all, they want to be reassured that they are protected in their rights as foreign investor, and I think the new law will be also a good point on that.
The new law will come into effect on January 1st next year. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.